The Remarkable Rocket by Oscar Wilde, narrated by Brian Godwin. The king's son was going to be married, so there were general rejoicings. He had waited a whole year for his bride, and at last she had arrived. She was a Russian princess, and had driven all the way from Finland in a sledge drawn by 6 reindeer. The sledge was shaped like a great golden swan, and between the swan's wings lay the little princess herself. Her long ermine cloak reached right down to her feet. On her head was a tiny cap of silver tissue, and she was as pale as the snow palace in which she had always lived. So pale was she that as she drove through the streets, all the people wondered. "She's like a white rose," they cried, and they threw down flowers on her from the balconies. At the gate of the castle, the prince was waiting to receive her. He had dreamy violet eyes, and his hair was like fine gold. When he saw her, he sank upon one knee and kissed her hand. "Your picture was beautiful," he murmured, "but you are more beautiful than your picture," and the little princess blushed. "She was like a white rose before," said the young page to his neighbor, "but she's like a red rose now." And the whole court was delighted. For the next 3 days, everybody went about saying, "White rose, red rose, red rose, white rose," and the king gave orders that the page's salary was to be doubled. As he received no salary at all, this was not of much use to him, but it was considered a great honor, and was duly published in the court gazette.